Bonus. God is an extraterrestrial. Excerpt from Pre-Flight Instructions for the Phoenix. Phoenix Journal No. 47. Jesus Sananda, Lord Michael, Saint Germain. Through Paul and Christ, March 4, 1992. Translation Shana. Dedication. I am Asa Jesus Sananda. I have come in service to Holy God of Light, the Infinite One. I am a spiritual guardian, in charge of spiritual graduation of your human species upon Earth Shan. I come with the hosts of God to reclaim His kingdom and His lost lambs. I dedicate this book of lessons to all of the children of the world who bring the joy and hope of the triumph of godliness over the darkness of evil domain. Your children are the treasures of your species, and therefore not one child must be given into careless hands if your species is to move from its primitive spiritual darkness into the light of knowledge. Young children naturally carry the light within, until and unless it is temporarily extinguished by the harshness and ignorance of the child's guardians. Even so, the flicker always remains for the will of the child to again allow to shine brightly. How do you encourage a child? How do you discourage a child? What sins do you carry like a weight around thy shoulders from your guardians, waiting to pass on to your children? To the children of the world I give my humble honor, love and appreciation, for if you, adults, would allow it, your children will lead you to the kingdom of heaven within you. So be it, and Selah. Introduction. I am Atten. It is with a father's pride that I introduce this beloved journal of lessons from the loving working team, Asa Sananda and Dhru Thea. Each one offers of self in order to complete the whole and the balance of love and compassion, patience, discipline, hope and insight offered and presented is an inspiration to all who will partake of this glorious banquet. The name of this journal shall be Pre Flight Instructions for the Phoenix, Volume 1. This volume contains many lessons for assisting you each in achieving balanced transmutation of self which, when successfully achieved, will enable you to pass your final exams for graduation into higher spiritual dimensions. The working partnership between a master teacher and scribe must become synergistic in order to create the masterpiece of love which creates the desired effects of the balanced word. This is only achieved with great care, patience, and nurturing of a fledgling scribe by the teacher. Be aware, precious Chellis, that the work of this pair did not begin just 2 years ago when Phoenix Operator Owner Manual was birthed. The training began well before this live stream of Dhru Thea. Sananda has been a most careful, watchful and even paternalistic teacher for this one. Dhru Thea herself believes it is nothing short of a miracle that she is able to receive and write in this way. Her pitfalls and testing seemed extra difficult to her, and there have been a few moments when it seemed she would not rise to her service. Alas, she has always asked for help when the going got very tough for her, and her burden was instantly lifted just enough for her to breathe and work out her problem. This is a reminder to all of you of Mind Chellis, it is never too late to ask for help. Just remember to listen for your instructions and then act upon them. I wish to share with you all a most precious letter which made Dhru Thea cry to read it. The maturity and love of this child is an inspiration to all adults who sometimes wonder if the effort is worth it to bring balance back unto a sick and dying planet and people. April 3, 1992. Dear George, I'm glad I got to talk with you on the phone. As you know, I am 11 years old. I have two older sisters named Cheesa and Coley. I also have your brothers, Chase, Chaylin, Chait and Chance. We are all homeschooled. Us older kids read the journals and the Liberator. I am just about finished with I am Sananda. It really hurts us when people say untrue and hurtful things about you and your wife and Commander Hayton and the Phoenix material. Please know how much my family appreciates being able to learn the truth and bring ourselves into balance with God. About 4.5 years ago, we were led out of the Mormon church. My mom and dad followed the directions of the God within and left the church, took us kids out of public school, left our home, our friends, and my dad's job. We moved to Utah and stayed there a year before moving to Montana. We have been having a wonderful journey as we learn to listen to the God within us. I want to share with you an experience I had the other night while listening to the clearing tapes from ET Phone Home. I had a vision that I was in a meadow and a bright light appeared. I then realized that it was a starship. Out of the starship stepped a man who said, I am Sananda, and took me by my hand and led me into the starship. We went up in the sky and then came back down. He said goodbye. I had such a wonderful feeling. His eyes were like his picture, but his hair was short, and he didn't have a beard, and he was dressed different. I never had such a wonderful experience before. My mom and dad are planning two of your seminars for Montana in August. We all want to do all we can to help others, and we'll do still more. We all love you and pray for God and the light to win. We love watching all the neat starships in our sky at night. Love, Channing. Well, precious Channing, your letter has given such joy to Druthia that she wished to print it here with humble appreciation so that other people could be uplifted in spirit as well. Thank you, little sparrow, for sharing of yourself. You and your entire family are indeed blessed and precious children of mine who rest safely within my shield. This volume contains many of your PRE flight instructions for boarding the Phoenix Star ship. I am pleased to introduce it to you of mine children, for it is soon that I will gather you all onto my wings that you may soar into glory and radiance once again. And there is more to come. Perhaps you hear your instructions already? Fear not if ye yet hear not, for as surely as night follows day, you each who so desire to give and serve shall see and hear the light within you, and you will know what you must do. I await your decision so that I may open the door for you to walk through in honor of loving service. So be it. Forward. Wreck number 1, Hayton. Thursday, April 9, 1992, 7:51 a.m. Year 5, Day 237.
Man does not live by bread alone.
And
then let them eat cake.
It appears, Chellus, that you have eaten far too much cake and forgotten the staff of life, most especially that which nourishes the soul. Where is God? Is he out there somewhere? Is he in the local church house? No. He is within self, where you can reach him through the silence wherein all is heard and spoken through the soul, which is that which you are, for your body is only a housing for the convenience of that wondrous spiritual expression upon the places physical. God is also over there, out there, down there, and up there, everywhere unto the farthest reaches of the universe and as close as each individual cell within thine being. You are the very thought of God in expression. If this all be so, then why is it that the doctrine church is set forth by men, wherein you gain your instructions of spirit, do not tell you so? Obviously because man then loses control of you. He cannot cause you to tithe unto his church's building funds and rectory, candles or bulletins. Those are not things of God, they are physical things done by and for man. So what will get you into the kingdom of God? Obviously it shall be nothing from the realms of physical. In the physical can only come the expression of intent. It is only through the intent of spirit within which shall be the measure of man, along with the actions presented as a result of that intent. Why does minister after minister come forth and denounce the Phoenix word? Because it comes from God and needs no input from him. There is no binding upon you, no fear nor force to coerce you into his way, and you are thereby in freedom through wisdom and truth. If his way be the way, he would have no fear of your studying it all, for in the seeing of it all you would perceive and discern wisdom. That means that you would choose God and not man's church doctrine laid forth by man. God is total love, but he has created you an ability to make your own choices. That, dear ones, is the measure and testing. What choices shall you make? God gave forth laws for the human upon his place of experience so that there would be total balance within his world if he would but follow those guides and remain within the circle of instruction of the laws. Man has come forth from onset and voted in rules and acceptable regulations which can have nothing to do with the truth of the laws. Voted in laws simply mean the accepting of actions voted in by the largest number of other humans and self. For instance, murder, it seems quite suitable to execute a brother if enough other and you vote for his execution. But what of the one being executed? Where are his rights within God? What are church doctrines? Nothing but voted in rules for a group who would attend that particular order or club and have nothing to do with God's commandments. The Methodist cult is nothing different from the satanic cult, if you are explicit in definition. Both are groups gathered for a common purpose. God gave forth unto his man creation the most wondrous gift of all creatures, the ability to reason, think, and act through his own free will choices. Do you follow the rules of another man, or do you follow truth with which every individual physical human expression is birthed just as he is birthed with the ability to breathe? What do you do in darkness and secret? Is that within the laws of God? Look carefully, for upon the response and action rests your infinite journey. Extraterrestrials? You must be scared and decide whether or not you believe in extraterrestrials. Why? Who said? If you believe in God, you also believe in extraterrestrials. You are locked onto a planet just as surely as a prisoner is locked into a cell at San Quentin. You, further, claim to worship someone out there somewhere. God in the form of man ascended to somewhere out there to prepare a place for you. Well, which is it? Fundamentalists not only say that God went forth to prepare a place for you, but that he shall come again to reclaim you. Which is it? Both? How so? Why do you grovel in the unknown mysticism of some magical act by some invisible God?
Do you consider yourself so unworthy that you cannot know God? How can you discern which of the more than 300 translations of the Holy Bible in which to believe every word? What makes those more worthy than this direct communication from the very hosts of God come forth in preparation for that wondrous return of your leader and great teacher? If the one coming is coming, then from whence shall he come? Is that not extraterrestrial? And you of physical expression, how be you to stay in the physical if your trip be only a short trip to the clouds in rapture? Where are you going from there? Would this God of life lead you to perish in some clouds but a few feet from the surface, which shall likely be filled with radiation? Dear ones, there are no clouds as such in space. Where are you going and how will you get there? Miracle? God provides the way and the instructions, you provide the miracles. You are the miracle. Each cell of all that forms your body, everyone, holds the blueprint of the whole which is you. Is that not a miracle? How can this be and how can you function? Because God gives unto you the miracle of creation so that you can recreate self in the wondrous perfection which you are, and that is the perfection which shall come again within God and His kingdom. Therefore, with the half-truths and the accommodating rules for human environment, how shall you find your way to this knowing? So when it is appropriate, God will tell you. He is. He is telling you now, and many turn away to lean upon another man instead of taking the hand of the man who calmed your waters and stilled the sea. You turn away from that one who showed the way in Galilee and in many forms before and after. You cling to a fantasy, instead of the dream of truth which is your freedom. So, are there extraterrestrials? If there be God, there must be extraterrestrials. So be it. Now, how would an extraterrestrial communicate with you? He would speak to you in signals so that you might have the word. How would St. Peter or John Doe be capable of writing the word more than these ones who receive and translate directly? How does your preacher claim to receive truth pass on to you in his congregation? I thought so. Well, brother and sister, God speaks through every creation upon and within the universe, and he silently speaks to you from your very soul being, which is directly connected to Creator. Man turns from God, God never turns from man, for man is his directly created fragment of himself. This is not to supersede God of lighted whole, but to experience in the wondrous expressions presented unto man by his Creator. It is fully and totally up to each individual man as to how and what he will believe his journey to be, but the laws of God are unchangeable for each environment of experience, and laws of creation are unchangeable in any expression anywhere. Just as you can foresee the dangers and pitfalls awaiting your toddler who may wish to play in the middle of a freeway, God has laid guidelines which will guide your being in safety until maturity of wisdom holder. If you simply allow the child to play in the freeway, shall he not be in danger of being run upon? But the child grows into a so-called adult, and now what have you? You have a functioning human who, if not taught correctly the laws of safety, will go forth and get run upon because he will know no better. If, however, one comes as messenger and teacher and teaches the individual the rules of safety, would it not behoove the individual to listen? If he chooses to not listen, then it is his right. But is he still not in danger of being run upon? And if the vehicle bearing down on him is an 18-wheel truck instead of a convoy of butterflies, is he not apt to perish in his foolishness? The word is given forth for your use or denial. But I think, were I you, I would think carefully as to the validity of that which is offered, for there will be no coercion or threat as to your reading or accepting of same. God neither coerces nor forces. However, according to your actions within his laws shall you find your place prepared for you. Will it be glory or more of the same endless restlessness? It is solely up to you. I am prepared to welcome you aboard or wave goodbye, for it is not your option as to whether or not I bring you into anywhere. That is decided by your intent to live within the laws of God who has come to bring you into safety. It is not up to a vote of the majority of human of the species. It is up to God, and I serve only God, of divine creation. No evil shall be brought aboard the winged ships of God nor entered within the houses of God. May the wisdom of insight and understanding be allowed within your awakening, that you may see and hear and act, for the hourglass is empty and time is run out. It is the time of final choosing of direction, and you are either for God or against Him. There is no fence to sit upon, for if you turn from God, you have automatically chosen the evil imprisonment of physical perceptions, and on that spiraling cycle shall you remain. If another compels you to cast aside this word, then he has just told you the truth of it all. God is open and asks that you study also that you can find truth. If a person denies you, through fear of retaliation or any kind, the free and open study of the word as rendered unto you, then he has just told you that he knows you will find truth in this work, and he can no longer hold control over your being. There is no fear in the places or truth of God. I give my deepest love and gratitude as my child, Druthia, grows and accepts that which she has committed to serve, God and the returning Christ, one who has come again to show you the way and lead you home. The light and knowing shall be thine reward, for you rest in the hollow of my hand, that none shall harm you who serve with me. May thine hearts be opened so that you might cast off your bindings and raise up your wondrousness in that which you are. Salu. Giorgos Ceres Hayton.